Goodbye Simon by Derek Webb.
There you go.
Cheers.
Well, it's over now.
Yeah.
Are you okay, Janine?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Such a shame.
Yeah, and so unexpected.
Hell of a shock.
Shock? Yeah, you can say that again.
Still, it was a nice ceremony. Good turnout. And it was funny seeing Sue after all this time. I haven't seen her for years. Have you?
No. What did that bitch have to go and turn up for?
Sorry? You're talking about the same Sue?
Sue Slut, yes.
Why? What's she done?
I thought you knew. I thought everyone knew. She and Simon were having it off.
What?
It had been going off for ages. They'd still be at it now if Simon hadn't have died.
Simon and Sue? You're joking.
Wish I was. I knew, you see. I knew. I could smell her on him.
Yes.
He'd come home with a sort of smug look on his face, and he'd tell me a load of bollocks about where he'd been. Work or something. I didn't believe a word of it. Oh, I need this.
Do you forgive him now?
Forgive him? He's dead. What's to forgive? I certainly never forgave him when he was alive.
I can't believe it.
Oh, believe me, Caroline. Simon was no saint.
No. I know.
Is this something he should be telling me?
Well, some of the other people at the ceremony.
His friends, you mean?
Well, I'm not sure they were all friends. I think some of them were there just to make sure.
Sure of what?
That he was dead.
What?
I'm sorry, I haven't said anything.
You've said it now, so you can tell me what you mean.
Well, he rather upset a lot of people. He didn't just lie to you, you know.
I guess not.
He was what you might call a con artist, too.
Yeah, I know.
And, well, Janine, the thing is, he was also a bit of a blackmailer.
I'm not surprised.
You're not?
So, who was he blackmailing?
Well, me among other people.
You? Now you do surprise me. What the hell for?
I suppose I can tell you now. Doesn't matter anymore. Anyway, it wasn't blackmailing, not really. Not in the ordinary sense. I mean, he wasn't demanding money or anything, just a few favours every now and then.
What sort of favours?
He wanted me to sleep with him, occasionally.
You? He slept with you too?
Yes.
Jesus Christ, was there nobody he wouldn't sleep with?
Now hang on.
No, you hang on. I knew Simon put it about. I didn't expect my best friend to be on the receiving end.
I had no choice. I told you, he made me. He threatened to tell John otherwise.
Tell John what? What did Simon threaten to tell John?
That I was two-timing him.
And were you?
Yes.
So who else were you seeing?
Tony.
Tony? Do I know Tony?
My boss.
Now let me get this straight. You slept with my husband because he threatened to tell your boyfriend that you were sleeping with your boss.
Silly, isn't it?
Silly? Well, yes, that's one way of putting it.
I don't know what else to say.
Well, it's over now. In a way, you must be relieved.
Oh, that's an awful thing to say. I wouldn't have wished him dead.
Wouldn't you?
No. Of course not. I mean, who would ever have imagined the electric blanket would have been live like that?
Must have shorted somehow.
Well, even so, had he not had a dicky heart, he might still be here.
That's true.
Still, looks like you're coping all right on your own.
Yes, no problem. I've been keeping myself good and busy.
Best thing.
Yeah. I've been doing evening classes. Funny thing, I started one only a couple of weeks before Simon's accident.
Really? Doing what?
DIY. Basic stuff mainly. Mending a fuse, wiring plugs, electric circuits, that sort of thing. Still, you never know when it might come in handy. Oh, is that the time? I must fly. Thanks for the drink, Caroline. Bye.